Jesus called the ordinary fisherman Simon to become Peter the rock. This outspoken Galilean would lead Christ's church, stand strong in the face of persecution, and refuse to waver even when facing death. He had unshakable faith. And author Kathy Howard has written a book about the 8 traits of rock-solid living in a book titled Unshakable Faith. It's published by New Hope Publishers. And Kathy Howard is our guest today. And Kathy, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you, Steve.
Well, it's fun to be able to talk about, well, living better, living the Christian life for God's glory and doing it consistently.
Yes.
So what compelled you to write this Bible study on unshakable, rock-solid faith?
Well, the last several years, I have had a number of friends who have faced some extremely difficult circumstances. Everything from a 25-year marriage falling apart to losing a child to dealing with a terminal illness. These are things that if we are not on a really firm foundation, the rock-solid trust in Jesus Christ, that will just pull the rug out from under us. And watching these Christian women going through these incredibly difficult times and seeing how God worked in their lives and held them up, not that there wasn't pain and tears and heartache, but how God held them up in the midst of that and brought them through and continued to work in their lives really made me want to take a closer look at the kind of relationship that they had that allowed that kind of faith to develop in them.
It might be, I don't know, more usual to focus on the Apostle Paul when,
yes,
when talking about these rock-solid faith. Why'd you choose to focus on Peter?
I have always loved Peter. And, you know, I hear this from other people, too. Peter is so real. Peter has imperfections that we are allowed to see. Peter had struggles in his faith. We actually get to see, and we do some of this with the Apostle Paul as well. You know, we get to see Paul's conversion, and it was a very dramatic conversion experience. But in Scripture, once Paul is converted, we see very little. It's like, man, he was just a solid, strong Christian from the get-go, almost, is what we see in Paul. But with Peter, we get to see his development. We get to see his faith grow and develop. We get to see him fall down and get back up again as he's following Christ. And so I'm able to identify with Peter a whole lot more than Paul because I've fallen down and gotten back up many times. So we get to see Peter walk along with Jesus when he was on this earth and learn from Jesus. We get to see Peter reprimanded by Christ. All of these things that went into shaping Peter's faith, we get to see. And then we get to see what he learned from that when we go in and we read his writings, when we read 1 Peter and 2 Peter. So I really felt like I could draw those elements out of Peter's life that would help us grow as Christians in our faith.
You know, that's something I guess I hadn't considered a lot before, but you're absolutely right. we get to see Peter grow and develop, and Paul almost seems full grown from the womb, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? Man, he hit the road going,
yeah.
And it doesn't seem like he looked back. But Peter just kind of drudged along at times.
Interesting. We're talking with Kathy Howard about Unshakable Faith, 8 Traits for Rock-Solid Living. What did you put in this book that's going to help us to take the journey, to actually grow in our faith?
Yes, there's several elements that I wanted to include that would help us to do that. I have done many, many Bible studies over the course of my life, and I love digging into the Word, and I love learning even for just the sake of knowing what's there, what's in Scripture. But God doesn't want us to just fill up our heads with the knowledge of Him. He wants us to apply that. And some Bible studies lack key elements that help us take what we've learned from the Scripture and actually translate it and apply it to our real life today. So I wanted to make sure that I did what I could to help readers take what we were seeing in Scripture, learning in Scripture, and apply it to our lives. And so every session has an application section that says, okay, this is what we learned from Peter's life. What does that look like in our life? How do we go about allowing that to change how we do life? Plus, this is just an exciting thing for me, is each week has a story, as I was telling you earlier, about my friends. Some of them are close friends. Some of them are just some ladies that I know and have heard their stories. But women, real Christian women who are going through a struggle in life or have been through a struggle, and how God worked in them, how God brought them through that or is holding them up still in the midst of it, and what can we learn from looking at their life. And so each lesson has one of those stories.
Yeah, and this book isn't strictly a workbook format, but it does combine some workbook elements with some just passages to read, and it's kind of a nice combination.
Yes, it actually can be used in a variety of ways. I mean, you could probably sit and read through it and glean a lot from it. Of course, the optimal way, the best way, is to use it in a group, in a Bible study group, because we do learn so much more when we combine Bible study, personal Bible study, with group study, because God shows each of us a little different slant on things. You know, we'll learn something from each other that we didn't catch on our own. So that's the optimal way, is to do it in a group study, and there is a leader's guide in the back of the book. But it can also be used for just personal individual study as well.
Why is Peter your favorite Bible character, if he is?
I can identify with him. You know, Peter was very outspoken and headstrong and impetuous, and I am all of those things. Particularly if you ask my husband, yes, I am very headstrong. and Peter spoke a lot before he thought, and I do that too. And he also spoke when he should have been silent, like on the Mount of Transfiguration, stood there with Christ transfigured into his glorified state in front of him, Moses and Elijah there, and Peter couldn't just stand and be still before that glorious image that God was allowing him to see and just worship. Peter had to talk. Peter had to try to come up with something to do. Okay, well, there's three of you. Let's build three shelters. Peter couldn't just sit and be still, and I have trouble doing that too. And Peter thought his way was best. When Jesus was telling his disciples that what the Father's plan was for him, that he had to die and be buried, and Peter was, no, I don't think we're going to do it like that. I don't think that's the best way. And he always thought that he knew best. So that's me. Peter is so me.
He's a lot of us. Did this book come from the pen in a fairly straightforward way? Did you just sit down and scribble it out one day, or was it a more complicated process than that?
Oh, it's more complicated. Writing is hard work for me.
Yeah.
I have friends who sit and write for hours a day. I'll see their Facebook status update. I wrote 10,000 words today. How did you do that? No, writing is hard work. Now, I do, most of my writing comes right out of my relationship with Christ. What God is teaching me is what I feel led to write about, is what I want to write about. So that's where it starts. That's where it starts. And then God just really helps me to develop the outline over time and flesh that out. But it is work. It's work for me. You know what, though? Sometimes I'll sit down and I'll work and I struggle and I get up and I go off and do something else. I exercise. I walk. I pray. And the Lord starts putting all that together and dropping the pieces in line for me. So he's really my partner in writing.
Yeah. Well, it has to be that way, doesn't it?
Yes.
If you're going to make an impact on someone else, it's got to impact you first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, only in America could a prosperity gospel take hold that really basically says Christians shouldn't expect hard times. They should expect to be healthy and wealthy and wise all in a package. And the early Christians had no illusions about those things, did they? In fact, you know, the early apostles taught their new converts about these things, about the coming of trials.
Right.
Boy, where did we go wrong?
You know, I'm glad you asked this question, because this is really one of my pet peeves or heartaches, or that idea that once you become a Christian that you know, God is going to pour health and money and success into your life. And he may so choose to do that. He does promise to bless us, but there are so many more spiritual blessings that we receive through a relationship with Christ that have nothing to do with blessings the way the world considers those things. You know, to tell a young Christian that, okay, now that you've received Christ, you're never, you know, things are going to be all rosy, is setting them up for a fall. In fact, I was speaking to a ladies group on this past weekend, and their topic was joy. And this is one of the things that I really wanted to make sure I got across. We looked at a number of scriptures that talked about to see what the Bible has to say about difficult circumstances, because we as Christians, our joy is to be based in eternal circumstances that don't change, our eternal inheritance, the new life, the new birth that we have in Jesus Christ, and those things that come from him that can never perish, spoil, or fade, that God's protecting for us. And if we have the wrong view about earthly circumstances, they will rip the joy, when they come along, and they will rip the joy right out of our life if we don't view them properly. Scripture says, Jesus said, the world's going to hate us because it hated him. And that's the first thing to remember is if we're following Christ, the world's not going to like us sometimes very much. And that's going to bring us problems. Jesus also said that in this world we are going to have trouble. We can get through that trouble and rise above it because Jesus has overcome all of that, but we are going to have trouble. And Paul also wrote that if we lived a godly life, we would have trouble. So anybody that follows Jesus Christ, a true disciple, is going to have difficulty in this world, whether it is in the form of persecution, whether it's just life's trials because we live in a fallen world, it's going to come. And we need to keep the right perspective on that, or it'll shake us when it does.
One of the delightful things about the epistles of Peter, and you know, one of the things we see about Peter in the New Testament is how real our eternal reward and how real heaven was to him.
Absolutely.
It seems to be a struggle for us today to get that kind of a grasp on our future.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something God has been trying to impress on me for years, is keeping an eternal perspective in this life. I mean, we're surrounded by the physical, but the spiritual is even a bigger reality. And that first chapter of 1 Peter, Peter lays out, you know, the first 10 or 11 verses. He talks about our salvation, and he lays out a number of incredible characteristics of our salvation. And then he talks about anticipating that and how the anticipation of the complete fulfillment of our salvation. We experience benefits in this life now. I mean, we're being saved now. But Peter talks about how the anticipation of that should fill us with an incredible joy, anticipating what God is going to completely fulfill for us one day.
Boy, and we ought to be looking forward to that every day. Unfortunately, our world is filled with such material blessings that they often overshadow the much greater, much more important spiritual blessings.
They do, and then when those things fail, as they tend to do, because they are temporal, then we think, oh my goodness, you know, what has happened? This yeah. is not here for me anymore.
Yeah. So, who is this book for? Is this for adults exclusively, maybe women, or?
Yeah, it is. It is actually, this book is in my publisher's line of Bible studies for women.
Yes.
We help publishers. It is a line for women. You know, the principles are universal. Men would benefit from it as well. But, of course, all the illustrations and stories are written from a woman's perspective for a women's perspective, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would think even older teens could benefit from the study. I tend to just write like I talk. It's nothing is very difficult to mm-hmm. understand, so older teens could easily use it as well, but written primarily for women, yes.
Is this effective as a personal devotional as well as perhaps a group Bible study?
Yes, absolutely. Either way, personal Bible study time, or even optimally in a group where we can learn from each other, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Unshakable Faith, 8 Traits for Rock Solid Living by Kathy Howard from New Hope Publishers. Kathy, this would be, I can see this being used in an adult Bible class, in an adult Sunday school setting.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it being used in a small group setting,
yes.
In a home maybe.
Yeah.
And I can see somebody sitting down with a mug of hot chocolate and reading through a chapter at a time with their pen in hand and journaling through it, too.
Yes, of course, I'm thinking coffee instead of hot chocolate.
Oh, yes, right. Fewer calories.
But absolutely. And, you know, the topic is just, in fact, Saturday was the first time that I had been out speaking to a group since the book actually had been released. So it was the first time I got to take this book with me. And the response to the topic was so strong. Just, I can't tell you how many women said, oh my goodness, I need this now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got this going on in my life, or I've got this going on in my life. It just seems like recently, trials have increased.
Yeah.
You know, we have so many things that, even caused by the economy and things going on in the world, that we more than ever need a faith that is unshakable.
We absolutely do. And we need it when we least expect to need it sometimes.
You're right. Yeah. These things tend to sneak up on us. In fact, that is one thing that I said in the introduction to the book, I believe, but that I've been telling women is, you know, even if you're not facing some difficult thing right in this moment, you will.
Yeah.
You will face something, and it's better to be prepared in advance. Let's get our faith strong and unshakable now, so when those things do come, we're ready.
Yeah. By the way, what are the 8 traits for rock solid living?
You know what? I knew that you were going to ask me to ask me that. Can I remember all 8 of them right off the top of my head? The first one in week 1, it's the idea that the title of the first chapter is "He Picked Me," but it's the idea that as Christians we can be secure in the fact that God loves us and has chosen us to be His, and there's just something in that knowledge that God wants us, that He picked me out, that just gives me a security that you can't find anything else.
Yep.
Week two, the title is It's Who You Know. And essentially, what we learned in that week is building a confidence in who God is. The fact that He is all-powerful, He's all-knowing, He's sovereign. I mean, the fact that we serve and worship a God that has got everything under control, that ought to increase our faith for sure. Week three is entitled, Let Yourself Go. And that's just the idea of, as Christians, we're supposed to submit our own will to God's. He's the one that not only knows what the future holds, but is in control of it, and He knows way better than me what I need to be doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Week four is Don't Forget to Lock Up, and that is preparing our life against temptation, that we need to stay alert and guard our heart. You know, that's one of the last things Jesus said to His disciples. Peter in particular is, you know, watch, be on guard. That was in the garden. And then week five is entitled A Mighty Wind, and that's about the Holy Spirit, that as Christians we are to live by the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in us. We have all of that power, all of that strength available to us. Week six is entitled Spring Cleaning, and that is about living a holy life, essentially asking God to search us and help us to get rid of the sin that we're hanging on to. Week seven is entitled Let Her Rip, and it's about preparing ourselves to endure persecution for the sake of Christ. One of those things we talked about earlier, that if we're living the life God wants us to, that we will face persecution in one form or another, and we need to be prepared for that. And week eight is entitled Share the Love, and that talks about being connected to a local body of believers. God never intends for us to live our faith on our own. He has designed it so that we can only have everything that He provides for us through being connected to a local body of believers. So those are the eight things.
Wow, and I look at that list, and it's really tough to decide which one might possibly be more important than the others. They all just hang together, don't they?
They really do, and you know, those are the things that I spotted in Peter's life. And you know, as you look through the rest of Scripture, it's not just in Peter's life and teachings that we see those things. It's all throughout Scripture, but we can see the example of how those things kind of work in Peter's life.
We're talking with Kathy Howard. She is author of Unshakable Faith: 8 Traits for Rock Solid Living, from New Hope Publishers in the Bible Studies for Women series. And a great review, a great survey of the theology of Peter. We learned some wonderful things about God in these 8 sections,
mm-hmm.
Kathy. Just His sovereignty in various ways. It's a great foundation for living, just to know He is sovereign.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Particularly in today. You know, and I don't know if things are any worse today than they were 100 years ago, but we sure do know a whole lot more about what's going on in the world because of our media and just the way we communicate these days. So even just the knowledge of those things tends to affect us and shake us. And when we really get a grasp, and we never, don't get me wrong, we can never understand God because He's way too big, but even just expanding our knowledge of who He is gives us so much more to hang on to.
Yeah. Now, being the worker that you are probably even now working on a brand new Bible study. Would that be accurate?
Well, I actually am just about to launch into a new project, but it won't be a Bible study. It will be a book. I keep telling my friends, it's a real book. But yes, I am just in the beginning stages of work, excuse me, of working on a new project.
Wow. And is there anything more you can tell us about that without without spoiling it?
Let me see. What can I tell you? I will tell you this. It is there are a lot of Christians. I've been one, and I see them that tend to kind of go through the motions of faith without much passion and excitement for their relationship with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the basis.
Okay. Fair enough. That kind of whets our appetite and helps us anticipate what you're going to do. We're talking this morning about Unshakable Faith, Eight Traits for Rock Solid Living by Kathy Howard from New Hope Publishers. Kathy, what have readers been telling you, or users of this book been telling you about its effect on their lives?
Well, it's funny, since it hasn't been out very long, in fact, just 3 weeks or so, I haven't gotten a lot of new reader feedback, but I actually tested this study as I was finishing writing it and polishing it. I'm on staff at our church, and part of my responsibilities is women's ministry, women's Bible study, and so I talked my ladies into being guinea pigs for me, and actually we did the study together as I was finishing writing it, and I got a lot of incredible feedback. Like, you can't imagine what a difference this is making for me in my walk. So God has already used it before it was ever published.
Mm-hmm.
And then particularly hearing the stories, we as humans we so connect with what God's doing in other people's lives and how someone else got through a similar circumstance. And so those personal stories have a lot of impact for people.
So how can we get a copy of Unshakable Faith?
Well, you can get it on just about every online bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, ChristianBook.com. Some Christian bookstores should have it on their shelves, and if they don't, they can order it in for you. Or you could get it through New Hope Publishers, of course, through my publisher.
All right. Unshakable Faith, Eight Traits for Rock Solid Living by Kathy Howard from New Hope Publishers. Kathy, I want to thank you for spending time with us today and explaining to us some of the concepts in this book and some of the background behind it. Appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. I've enjoyed it.